A few weeks after Michael Jackson died, I was talking to a dear friend, a woman in her early 30s, who said, I loved him. So what did you think about the wall-to-wall coverage of his death, I asked. Oh, for me? She said, Michael Jackson died a long time ago. I can't explain it, but ever since Jackson died, and along with Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett, Walter Cronkite, and yes, even pitchman Billy Mays, I've been thinking about death and celebrity in America. I'm a comedian, so while I want David Letterman's job, I sometimes think I'd rather have the impact of Lenny Bruce, even though Bruce died in a bathroom of a drug overdose. George Carlin said the problem is we love death in this country too much. And then there was Will Rogers, who said the thing about death is you have to know when to do it. If nothing else, it does seem to be a great career move. Michael Jackson hadn't performed in years, had been charged with some heinous crimes involving children. There was Bubbles the Chimp, the marriage to Lisa Marie Presley, the whitening and feminization of his entire being, the strange names of his children. And yet, there were the three network anchors at his funeral as if he were head of state. Did death expunge his record because he was famous? And will it do the same for every other accused pedophile who, say, can't moondance? Which brings me to James Dean and Paul Newman. They were contemporaries in the 50s. Newman seemed anchored in a reality even then greater than himself. He was, as Esquire wrote, a good man, a great good man. As for Dean, three films, one leather jacket, and an early death. Then, like Marilyn Monroe, he had an entire afterlife, complete with sightings of his whereabouts and his face on velvet placemats. Paul Newman lived to 83, performed in 65 films over 50 years, gave millions to charity, and lived with a woman of whom he once said, I have steak at home, why go out for hamburger? And the guy who ran his sports car into a tree is the legend? Maybe we got it wrong. An artist who dies from heroin or alcohol or sleeping pills or running his Porsche 550 Spyder into a tree is always going to be more of a romantic figure than the one who lives in a comfortable home in Connecticut with his wife and dies of lung cancer. But maybe tragedy, self-imposed or accidental, shouldn't by itself propel artists to deity status. Maybe like winning the batting title in baseball, artists should have a minimum number of plate appearances before they're eligible, before they become American idols. And maybe this fame business should be based on the life one lives, not the one cut short. And maybe Paul Newman should be on a velvet placemat.